This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Each year, roughly a dozen homeless people die in Madison. A new nonprofit wants to provide care for those who are at the end of their lives. As Stephen Potter reports, it would be Wisconsin's first hospice for those experiencing homelessness.
A man named Jason Thomas is panhandling across from the state capitol on a cold and snowy spring day.
For a dollar today? Have a good day, my friend.
He says his life on the streets began about 30 years ago.
My parents had asked me to leave the house because I was 18. So then I got on the bus and came to downtown Madison and pretty much was on State Street and, learned from other people about, you know, how to survive being homeless.
Now 52 years old, Thomas says it can be hard to find enough to eat or sleep outside in winter. But he's made lasting connections with others who are homeless.
I have a lot of good street family out here that love me more than my own family does, by far.
But over the years, a number of those friends have simply disappeared. And in some cases, they've passed away.
A lot of people die, you know, that are homeless too, and it's not really recognized.
A new group called Solace Friends is reaching out to care for those who are homeless at the end of their lives.
It's a nonprofit aiming to create a home for people who have no other place to go when they need a place to get care while they're dying.
That's Dr. Ann Catlett. She's a palliative care doctor at UW Health and one of the founders of Solace Friends.
The idea is to target people who just fall through the cracks or don't have any other options.
As she speaks, a handful of homeless people pass by, ducking into dark corners and entryways to escape the cold and rain. Catlett wants to bring those same people out of the shadows.
I think the main thrust of our group is to create a culture of what I would call exquisite kindness and welcome for people who maybe haven't been welcomed other places.
67-year-old Chase Davis was homeless for 8 years before finding housing last January. He says the service that Solace Friends wants to offer is badly needed, and that homelessness often leads to poor health.
I lost a lot of friends along the way. Their health problems, you know, being on the street, not eating good, not going to the doctor.
Catlett says that living on the streets only amplifies problems for the sick or elderly.
Being on the street is a stressor. It's a hard life and would make anything worse.
City officials estimate there are almost 900 people in Dane County currently experiencing homelessness. They also estimate that around a dozen homeless people die in the county each year. They often die alone in city parks, parking lots, and around the downtown area. And in 2009, a 38-year-old man died on a bench just outside the state capitol. Catlett says that everyone deserves to die with dignity and comfort.
I just see them as, someone very much like me, like my friends, like my family, who don't deserve to struggle as much as they seem to, and certainly don't deserve to be, vilified or stigmatized. And treated poorly because of the situation they're in.
Patients in the last 6 months of their lives would be referred to the hospice house by social service agencies or hospitals. It would be the first program of its kind in Wisconsin. There are similar hospice houses for the homeless in Washington, D.C. and San Diego. Solace Friends hopes to raise $250,000 by the end of the year. So far, Catlett says they've received a significant donation from UW Health and also won a grant from a Madison church. Catlett says they're currently looking for a 4- or 5-bedroom house in the downtown area.
We would be for people what a family might do if they had a family member in hospice in their home.
If all goes well, Solace Friends will open sometime early next year. Stephen Potter, Wisconsin Public Radio.